Hey, hi, Benita.
Hi.
We're just going to talk about the successes that you've seen in the last couple of weeks. How long have we been tapping? About 10 weeks, I guess?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work, and our sessions were hour-and-a-half sessions, too. So, I mean, you've done a better part of 15 hours of EFT just with me.
Right.
And how much would you say you've done on your own?
Maybe 25, 30 hours.
Yeah, you're really good at doing your homework, and I think that's a major part of why you're having such good success with this, too. So I called you on Monday because you sent me an email about what was going on, and I was so excited that I had to talk to you. So tell me the story about the candy bar, and then we'll kind of work back from there.
Okay. Also, I had this urge to overeat, and I wanted this chocolate bar, and it was like a family-sized peanut butter and pretzel chocolate bar. And so I took the chocolate bar, and I looked at it, and I thought, I really want this. And I didn't want to tap over it, because I did think about doing it. And I was just about to open it, and I thought, well, why am I doing this? Why am I wanting this chocolate bar when I hadn't overeaten for a while? And, you know, I realized that I was kind of lonely, so I was all by myself, and I just really wanted a chocolate bar. But I was able to say, you know, let's just hold on a second, and I tapped on it, and I actually put the chocolate bar away. And that's the first time I've ever tapped before I ate, you know, before I overate.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and you were able to stop. You didn't have to eat it. That's
yeah.
Cool, too, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even want it anymore.
Yeah.
It was so, looked so good before, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So that was quite something.
Okay, cool. Okay, so then the email that you sent me prior to that, you were really excited because you hadn't overeaten for a while. So tell me about that.
Yeah, well, never, as far as I can remember, you know, have I not overeaten one day even. Like, all day long I overeat, really. I graze, I go to the fridge all the time. And since I, you know, I think it was the week before, I had a big aha moment, and so I hadn't eaten for a while. It was about five days, something like that, and like that is unheard of for me. Like I said, every day I overeat at least once, if not 10 times every day, so to not overeat even for one day is a big deal. For 5 days was a huge deal.
Yeah, so can you tell me about what the aha was?
Yeah, that was when I was tapping, and you and I guess you decided, you said, well, maybe you don't want to use the word junk food because, you know, junk, even though it kind of is, but, you know, it means a lot to me, so I didn't really want to say it was junk. So you said, well, how about we change it to, you know, treats, whatever. We came up with the word goodies, and then, so I was tapping on the goodies, so I would replace junk food with goodies. Anyway, and then all of a sudden it came to me that my aunt had called sweets and desserts goody goodies. And then it came back to this memory about being with my aunt, and she gave me a tea set. And that was probably maybe 5 or 6, a tea set to play with, and it had these little candies, those confetti little colored candies in it. And I played for a long time with this tea set, and I just felt so happy and loved, and the first time in my life, really. And at that time. And so that was a really important memory for me to remember.
So you made the connection between feeling loved and the goody-goodies.
For sure. That was really, I think, where it started. My overeating started. Exactly.
Yeah. So then when you tapped that down, when you had the awareness, was it just the awareness or did you do any tapping around that? I mean, the tapping brought you to the awareness, right?
Yeah. No, After I told you about that, and I was all excited, and I sent you an email. You sent me some tappings on that, and so I worked on those, and like I really cried about that one because that was a big one, and I just felt, you know, really sad for that little girl that the only time in her life she got some attention was when she was 5 or 6 at my aunt's place, and I didn't see her very often, so it wasn't very often that happened, maybe 2 or 3 times that I went to see her, but then I tapped and tapped, and then I, you know, felt okay about that little girl, you know, and I was just happy that I felt loved even for that little bit of time.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And so after that is when the eating kind of tapered off, right? Like you noticed that you didn't overeat for a few days after that event?
Yeah, for days after that. But I think one of the other really important ones, too, was tapping on about what will happen if you don't overeat? And you'll die? You know, I said, well, maybe I'll die, and maybe I'll go crazy. Maybe I'll get depressed. And then, you know, we tapped on that, and I tapped a lot on that one, and that was a really good one. And I think after that one, then I started to not eat as much as I was eating, too. That was a big one, too.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, and that's good because there's lots of pieces to it, right? Like, you've seen how many pieces there are to a compulsive overeating issue. It's multifaceted, right? Like, how many things have we pulled apart in the hours that we've been together and in the hours you've done on your own? There's just been, like, you know, huge pieces of that puzzle kind of coming together. Okay, so then tell me what your husband was saying about the food in the house.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned, he said, wow, since you've been talking to Ellie, even at the beginning, I guess, there's tons of food in the house, and it's in the fridge, and getting dried out, and I have to eat it all. he's gained a few pounds. No.
Yeah, we're going to need to tap on him. You can't let the food be wasted.
He's eating all the leftovers, but yeah, there's all kinds of stuff laying around the house and in the fridge that I look at, and I don't really want. And ice cream in the fridge that I bought, too. Ice cream cones that are my favorite. And there's just boxes sitting in there, and I don't really feel like having them, so, yeah, he mentioned that he noticed that.
Fantastic. Thanks, Benita.
You're welcome.
And you're going to keep working, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Excellent.